Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Should we be concerned about monkeypox reaching South Africa, and are we prepared? Professor Adrian Puren is the Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I think correct, yes, at different times.
Yeah, one could say completely crazy times. Monkeypox, are we ready? Do we need to be?
I think we need to be alert and aware and ensure that we are able to identify cases. We may miss one or two possibly as they come through. But I think we're trying to make sure that the public and the health authorities are aware of this particular infection, and that we're able to identify it and try and limit it as soon and as best possible, certainly. It's going to be a very different outbreak. As you've seen, the numbers are not dramatic. And it's what is dramatic this time around in terms of non-endemic countries is certainly the numbers that we're seeing. Mm-hmm. Possibly based on previous experience, I hope that our abilities to track, trace, identify cases would lead to a self-limiting outbreak as seen previously. But admittedly, this is different compared to previous non-endemic outbreaks. Mm, mm.
The fact that it now is present in other parts of the world, how much of a concern is that really?
Well, I suppose in terms of South Africa, you know, as we have these hubs in terms of and contacts with so many of those countries, obviously then that does put us at a certain degree of risk. But I would think that risk is a bit different to what we've seen with COVID. So that's why I say, you know, we have to have a level of alertness, certainly at the ports. But again, it's a matter of physicians, healthcare workers being able to ensure that they take good histories, that they're aware of what the signs and symptoms are, in order for them to make a good assessment whether or not we need to test and include for monkeypox as part of the range of diagnostic differentials.
Talk to us about the transmissibility of this disease.
Yeah, so the transmissibility, as far as we can ascertain, is that this is far less transmissible than COVID-19. The incubation period is, again, variable, up to 7 to 10 days, up to 21 days. And you really need close contact. In other words, you know, face-to-face contact, as well as, for example, skin-to-skin contact, clothes, you know, bedding, those types of levels of contact that allow for transmission to occur. And therefore, my sense would be, at least that in terms of the efficiency of transmission, this virus is very different. And I think once cases are identified, I think we should, I hope, be able to have an appropriate trace and track approach to limit transmission. Yes.
And what is understood about the effectiveness of the smallpox vaccine for people that would have had it prior to whenever that was here in South Africa?
Yeah, so the so-called effectiveness, I suppose, or efficacy of this particular vaccine, the smallpox vaccine at least, is about 85%. So again, I know individuals, I think it's about the age of 40 or thereabouts, who may still have some existent immunity will certainly be protected. It's probably in the younger age groups who've not been exposed to the virus where there will not be a level of protection. However, I think introducing the vaccine has its own challenges in the sense of the availability of the vaccine, as well as also the side effects of the vaccine.
So what are the side effects?
So especially in immune compromised, it can certainly exacerbate responses because it's a live vaccine, and therefore, you know, the responses can certainly be diminished in under those circumstances. And I think if it's the way in which it was given, again, there are risks of self-inoculation as well. So there are these types of risks around the actual vaccine. But I think the biggest, obviously, is the availability. My sense, again, is that this may not necessarily be required if we do have good trace and tracking approaches to limit exposure. Mm. I think the high-risk exposure is obviously healthcare workers who are not using IPC, infection prevention control measures, that would actually prevent exposure. So again, it's really critical that healthcare workers do practice good infection prevention and control measures when confronted with a case or potential case.
What is likely to be the pattern here? Is this going to spread throughout the world in a limited form, or are we expecting to see this diminish before it goes that route?
I think we may still see an increase in number of cases, because I suspect that it's probably been in circulation a bit longer than we think. And again, as you know, I think countries have had to obviously scale up and improve the tracking and tracing. So I think we will certainly see a greater identification of cases. And then hopefully, once that is in place and transmission is limited, we should then see a decline in cases. Most of the cases, we will not see hospitalizations and deaths. I think that I hope would be the case. So I don't want to really use the word mild, but I suppose that's how it is. I'm sure it's unpleasant for those who are experiencing the infection and scarring at the end. But certainly in
does
that
does it always
sense,
result in scarring, or is that only some of the time?
I think I think most people will have some level, but you're quite right. You know, the rash is pathognomonic, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the scarring that's currently seen in some of the visuals that we have been exposed to currently. Yes,
Professor Adrian Puren, thank you as always for making yourself available to us and for bringing us the latest information. Talking about monkeypox reaching South Africa, how prepared are we?